During this season, we play more tabletop games at our house than usual. This is because we have more time to be together as a family, and we're seeing some people that we haven't seen in a while, and so when we have guests over, it's a great way to spend some quality time together by just getting a game out, putting it on the table, or passing it around and seeing what we can do. Now, one thing that we have found is helpful when choosing games is to choose a game where everybody's working towards a common goal. One of the games that we play is called Heads Up, and with a few modifications, we can make this kind of a cooperative race against the clock game. Now, this game's played like charades, but in reverse. Like charades, one person tries to have other people guess what they're doing or acting out, but in Heads Up, you put a screen on your head and everybody else is trying to get me to say what animal this is. And so they give, you know, physical hints or verbal hints about what's shown on the screen. When I get it right, I go like that and we get a point. We work together to give hints and score points. And that's the whole thing. Everybody goes through and see how many points we can score. Now, there are times, though, where we can get so fixated and focused on the mentality and the things that we're thinking is the right answer, that you think to yourself that you've guessed every single animal that you can think of. But then, like a meek little voice comes from the corner of the room and says, gives a hint like, it lives in the water. And that changes everything. After searching the database of land animals in your head, you remember that there's actually other ecosystems under the sea that you haven't even thought of before. And what once seemed lost, all hope was gone, now the game is back on just because of that one little spark, that one little glimmer of hope in the back corner. That's how hope works, right? It's like this light bulb that can flip on at a moment's notice from some of the most unexpected places, or just from one little tiny hint. And so as we continue with our teaching series that we've entitled The Heart That Grew Three Sizes, we're talking all about hope and the way that it shines light on the potential of what could be. And it invites us to reflect this gift of hope that the baby Jesus brings to everybody that we encounter. Now, through this series, the Grinch Who Stole Christmas has been our guide. And this is going to be similar, but a little bit different today. So let's consider the Grinch. Once he steals everyone's gifts and food and decorations, he climbs to the top of the mountain with the intention of dropping everything off the side of the cliff. But then he pauses. Listening to the who's, for the wailing and the crying, it seems as if he's waiting for validation of his awful plan. But, like, he wants something more. Perhaps he pauses and waits for something or someone to change his mind. You know, all of humanity is looking for a little bit of light, even if we might not immediately recognize our desire for that hope. And it's in this pregnant pause that there's this voice that cuts through the malaise of indifference like a light in the darkness. This voice comes from a tiny child in our Grinch book, Cindy Lou Who, in asking the question of why he's stealing Christmas. And then she offers up this gift of hope that someone cares, that someone might listen, that someone might see him and ask and acknowledge. The Grinch doesn't know how to give a good gift. He feels as though there's nothing that he can offer that is good, and so he decides to steal Christmas. But Cindy gives the Grinch a gift of hope. She offers to see him, and she guides him as a mentor on how to give a good gift. And step one is to undo everything that he took away. She offers the gift of hope and redemption in our story. She shows him that there can be another way. And it's with this little spark of light that we see this first step into a new path for his future. The Grinch clings to something new because there is hope there. There's a new path, and he's not on one that he likes, so he finds this new one. The good gift of hope allows us to reflect the potential of a new way of life that is offered in the Christ child to everyone we meet. This is an important reminder that we don't need to know the deepest part of someone's heart to be able to offer this good gift. Cindy didn't, right? We just need to be willing to offer them hope. Now, this past week, I watched the Grinch film with Jim Carrey as the Grinch, released in like 2000 or so. And what stuck out to me was this added character development of Cindy Lou Who. Now, what she did was she saw the potential from the get-go of the Grinch when no one else could or even would take the time to see what was going on with him. Was it a safe move to try to speak into the Grinch's heart? Well, no, not really. But it was good. It was a good gift, even if the path wasn't clear or easy. And this is exactly what Mary, the mother of Jesus, does when we hear her Magnificat as she sings in our scripture today. It's all about the potential that the light will bring into the world. She is bearing God, and it's not an easy or safe path. Mary moved into the unknown with confidence, not because she didn't know Jesus or who he was or wouldn't be and things like that, but rather she was given very little guidance about herself, and she said yes to God anyway. She didn't know all the plans, but rather she said yes, stepping out into the unknown. That's the thing about hope, though, right? When it's powered by love. Love doesn't mean that everything will work out or the plans that we have set will be followed to a T. Love doesn't mean that there won't be suffering, hardship, or a guarantee of the good life. But what love does is it never tires of making sure that we are valued and that we are precious and that we are God's own. Because Mary was willing to let love guide her actions, she brought a new kind of hope into this world. Not a hope that was safe or expected, but the kind of hope that we needed. Jesus changes the perspective for everyone because he shines a new kind of light on what we could be. And then he invites us to that new potential. And sometimes that new potential is hard. Look at the Pharisees. They didn't want that new way. Cindy Lou offers a new hope to the Grinch, and it literally turns the lights on the town. In the film, he twists one little light bulb and the rest of the town comes on, as Christmas lights do, right? You have to find that one that messes everything up. But then with that one little twist, there's depth and dimension and color that wasn't there before. I love this reminder that we don't need a reason to share hope with somebody. We don't need to know them or their favorite coffee shop or their sweater size. We just need to offer hope that stems from love. And so this year, give the good gift of hope and reflect the light of Jesus so that all might be able to see that the worst thing is never the last thing. So I want to get practical right now before we leave, and I want to give you three quick, simple steps on how you can give this gift of hope in this season. Okay, so you ready? Step one, view every single person as a beloved child of God, just like you are. You are loved and fearfully and wonderfully made, and so is the person that you're caring for, who is looking into your eyes and you're looking back at them. Let this reminder of our shared humanity guide everything that you do from this point forward. Secondly, step two, ask yourself where they might feel hopeless or helpless. Sometimes it's as easy as listening to what they're saying and honoring that. They will literally tell you how they're feeling. Hear them, soak it in, and respond, right? Other times you have to dig a little bit deeper, but in this season where so many are feeling unheard and undervalued, you might just need to offer a kind word like little Cindy Lou Who did, or provide a small kind act that reminds them that they are seen. And then finally, third, remind them that they are a blessing. Nothing offers hope like the kind of word of you are valuable and a reminder that you are loved and that you matter and that you can make a difference. This might come from a thank you or a compliment or encouragement for them to continue sharing their gifts because their unique gifts have made an impact in your life. And so continue to do that because there are more people who need what they have. No matter what they've been going through, offering hope will make their hearts grow three sizes in this season. Plus, when we offer hope, that good gift of God's grace and hope, it'll change our hearts too. Let's pray. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for the way in which you remind us that we are yours, fearfully and wonderfully made, and that we can share and stare in the eyes of that common humanity and our neighbor, that you call us to listen and to see where we are one another feeling hopeless and helpless, and that we can do something about that for that neighbor. And then remind him, keep going. Because powered by your love, we can each offer one another hope in a way that magnifies your kingdom here on earth. God of grace and peace, it is this season that we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, who offers us hope in a way that allows our hearts to grow 3 sizes. Amen.